Okay, wait. Caffeine content 80 milligrams. So you're telling me the coffee you drink is 1,000 milligrams?
That could be a gross exaggeration, but it is powerful, yes.
That's a mighty powerful caffeine you got there, boys.
It blew my face off. Cold press coffee, folks. Check it out at a coffee shop near you. And while you're at that coffee shop, feel free to pop on that laptop and watch some
virtual tennis.
Oh my god! Super
blast
processing.
Thank you. Brilliantly orchestrated, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was great. Almost like we rehearsed it.
Yeah.
It's we are here. Look at this. In the early 2000s.
Virtual.
Yeah.
I thought, okay, we had this conversation. It was like virtual tennis.
I was going to keep it a secret.
I thought it was virtual. I then thought that everyone else was saying it was virtual tennis, so then I changed my mind.
I have
mind.
A horrible speech impediment, that's why.
Well, what's interesting is that too. I thought it was virtual tennis, and we were going to play
You thought it was what?
Virtual tennis.
Okay.
And which it is. And I thought to myself, you know, let's keep, like you said before, right before we started, you said, let's not spoil it. We'll keep it a secret. And what did I always used to play?
España!
I used to play as Kafeldokov
to serve.
Thank you.
That's good. I was going to keep it a secret, then I realized that they usually show the title of the game the second they showed the title of the game in the game.
Aww.
And it spoiled the surprise. See, Kafeldokov to serve.
Good.
This is my guy. I never realized he was Russian.
You know what I love about this game? You can just run around and smash I hope you're not. Is that you on the bottom?
Yes.
Fucking A, Rob.
I'm
ready?
Warming up.
What I love, you run around and just smash the one button. What is it, A?
I think you press...
And you can win this game. I love it.
Well, you can...
Down an attack and you use the shovel like a pogo stick.
Are
you talking about Shovel Knight?
Are we ready? Are we ready for Super Blast Revelation number one of the night?
Go for it. I'm ready.
Steve, I'll start with you.
Mm-hmm.
Is it about my hair?
Did you see the latest bombshell reveal at GDC yesterday?
Oh, yes. You were keeping the secret.
Okay.
And I didn't.
All right, Steve.
Okay.
Fade to black.
In your life.
Fades in. Screen fades in.
Uh-huh.
It's a nice 8-bit scenery.
Okay.
Right?
Like a forest?
Yeah, like foresty, okay. You know, there's like a town in the background, whatever. Nice 8-bit. A little bit of Shovel Knight music starts kicking
in. Are you serious?
A little bit of Shovel Knight music kicks in.
Don't tease.
A little Shovel Knight character walks in.
All right.
Right? All right, no big deal so far.
Don't tease.
All of a sudden, Shovel Knight music dips down a little bit.
Right. Did Cutman show up?
Fucking Battletoads music starts.
Right.
The Battletoads Space Harrier floats into the game.
What?
Out jumps not one, but all three fucking Battletoads.
Are you serious?
In Shovel Knight graphics, the Battletoads jump out.
No.
Crossover, remix, X-Bone exclusive.
Are you serious?
Woo!
X-Bone exclusive? Are you serious?
Yes.
Shovel Knight is going to X-Bone exclusive?
Well, no, Shovel Knight's already on every system on the planet.
But this
is Shovel Knight featuring Battletoads.
No!
Oh my god, it's gonna be so awesome!
Why would it be on Xbox One only?
Because Microsoft owns Battletoads.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck!
They've owned Battletoads for like 2 decades.
This means I have to...
They've made zero games with that license.
Who would have thought that'd be an interesting prospect to purchase? Like, let's get that Battletoads thing. That game was fucking solid.
We haven't made a sequel in 21 years.
Shit, look at this camera angle. I never knew you could do this.
I didn't know you could do that either.
This is intense. Also, gave me a sec.
So yes, there you go.
So wait, you mean
Shovel Knight is coming to X-Bone, starring the Battletoads.
I have to buy an Xbox One now?
No, you just
play
it online.
Just a second.
Oh, cool, thanks.
I'm not sure if I'm having like some sort of physical reaction, or is there like a lot of motion blur in this game?
There's a lot.
It's the Dreamcast.
I don't think it was always like that.
This was ahead of its time.
It was a Dreamcast. That's what they called it back then.
That's what the Italians called it back then.
So, GDC, bombshell after bombshell, including the literal game Bombshell, which was announced.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that too.
Jordan told me, did you see the bombshell at GDC? I'm like, what? He's like, no, we'll save it for the show. So I look up GDC Bombshell, and there's a game called Bombshell.
Yeah, it's a new game by the guys that did Rise of the Triad remake.
Really?
Realms Publishing. Yeah, I'm super excited.
Jordan
Rise
told me
of the Triad. That was originally... Was that by Sierra originally?
No, so that's 3D Realms. Well, at least they published it.
There was someone, the developer was really, didn't make sense, if I remember correctly.
Jordan told me, get up. Jordan told me that, there is a lot of motion blur, Steve.
Okay, good,
Jordan told me, like, the second I was looking it up, he's like, stop looking it up now, and I immediately closed my browser.
Yeah, because I can't imagine what you would do
I would've
if you were to find out that Shovel Knight had another version that was coming out.
Man, Xbox One's got two platformers that I'm looking forward to now.
What's the other one?
Oh, the other one's like that 1950s animation style game, the teacup kid or whatever.
God, that looks so good.
Yeah, like the coffee cup guy, whatever the heck his name is.
Yeah.
I am behind on my news.
No, you remember it, Steve.
It looks like a 1930s Disney animation cartoon, but it's like an actual platformer.
Like the flower and stuff like that, weaving its arms. We'll watch the trailer later.
We'll overlay a picture of what we're talking about over the top portion of Collective Coloss screen.
Now that we have enough money for Super Blanche Productions, our editing team will be right on top of that.
The $3,400 we acquired from what was that game? Was it Crazy Taxi?
Dude, we acquired $3,400. So, Rob, I have a question for you. Are you purposefully using extremely weak serves?
That's not me. I'm up top.
Oh, I'm rooting for the wrong guy.
No, that's right.
You're rooting for the right guy. That's USA.
No, but I love Mother Russia.
Mother Russia?
What? Why is that funny?
It's not funny. I mean, because this is our homeland, Mother Russia.
Well, it's where this episode, this whole series for next week is being recorded from Moscow.
Live from Moscow? With Moscow Mules? You gotta be kidding me. Get out of here.
With Moscow Mules? The official drink of Super Blast Processing.
Yeah. Oh, so, Steve, did I tell you a little more Shovel Knight news for you? The other day, I'm having a real rough day the other day, right? I'm just really down and out.
Little fix that, some Shovel Knight.
I get, bing! Oh, a new email. I wonder what this is. Is it from Jordan? Is it from Steve? Is it from my two
There's only two people
in the whole wide world that I love more than anything. And I'm like, no. It was a third person I forgot about. His name, Shovel Knight.
He personally emailed you?
The company, We Love Fine. Pre-order special, Shovel Knight plushie with magnet shuffle to stick to the back of him. I immediately pre-ordered it.
Was it 60 or more U.S. dollars?
It was $29.90-something, I think.
Okay. The 90-something. Yeah, that's okay. It's very specific.
I'm sorry. I require a little more accuracy than that.
I need it to the tenths, please.
To the tenths.
Or to the hundredths, I guess.
But how cool is that?
It's pretty exciting.
I don't give a shit at all. Oh. Now, if they had a Battletoads plushie,
then you'd be all for it.
It's so funny. Like, 2 days ago, Battletoads, no one really gave a crap.
Now,
today,
all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Stock is rising.
Stock is rising. People wondered, you know, what Microsoft was going to do with that license. 22 years in the making. Latch on to a popular platform.
Microsoft's got their idea. Battletoads, Minecraft, like they're picking up all the big things.
I love that. It's funny because they got Minecraft for, what was it, $16.1 billion.
A steal at any price.
And then they got Battletoads for loose change.
Yeah. Battletoads was part of the Minecraft deal somehow.
It's whatever was left with the Minecraft price when you just round it up to the next dollar.
Yeah, you round it up to the next dollar.
Right, Battletoads is rare.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I forgot.
Yeah.
Get up.
But see, it's because they got rare for
Perfect. I faked you out pretty good.
They got it for Perfect Dark.
Oh, prick.
And Banjo, and then they're like, do you have any extra like scum you can throw in there? It's like, oh, I got some...
literal scum.
We have some Battletoads that's been out of commission for the last 2 decades. The last game they were in was also the first game they were in.
The last game was the first game?
No, but they were also in, don't forget, Battletoads meets Double Dragon.
Which is one of the worst side-scrolling games of all time.
So I'm excited about that. There was a lot of really good GDC news this year.
That's cool.
Mostly involving really shitty VR headsets, including Sony's VR headset, Valve VR headset,
really like
Samsung's VR headset, Oculus VR headset. We had four fucking headset announcements.
I don't have that many heads.
I don't have enough heads to use them all.
Steve, your thoughts?
I have plenty of extra heads in the garage, but they're not mine and they don't work anymore.
They don't work anymore?
No, they stop working pretty much after you uninstall them.
They were pretty squishy last time I saw them.
Yeah, I mean, they develop a fine, you know...
A musk,
a sauce, if you will.
A sauce? Yeah.
Oh, was that what we used for pasta last night?
Delicious. No, that was just an arrabbiata.
Arrabbiata. Oh, so Steve, you were going to say, though, what are your thoughts on virtual reality headsets? Because I know you're big into technology, big into TechCrunch, big into all the big newspapers.
TechCrunch.
Wait, what's that?
TechCrunch
what is the big newspaper?
I thought TechCrunch was a technology-based candy bar.
What does it have to do with VR?
Everything, because that's where all the VR news is, because it's all shovelware. It's all vaporware.
You're asking him what his thoughts on VR, and the justification is he reads lots of tech news, so clearly he must have thoughts on VR.
Yeah.
What about someone that doesn't read tech news?
They probably don't know about it.
Everyone knows about it at this point. My parents were like, what's the deal with Samsung's new VR headset?
Mom, who let you out of the home?
Stop it, Mom. Get out of here.
Dad left us years ago.
Wow.
He never came back from that pack of cigarettes.
Oh, that's
a little dark. That's how it always happens.
Wait, doesn't that happen? Did that not happen to your guys' family? Mom said that happens to everyone's dad.
To everyone's
I was
dad.
Raised by wolves, so.
Well, that really certainly explains
the badass.
The soft legs.
Yeah. And the marking. Like, mm-hmm. him marking territory.
So, wait, I don't. Can you explain the score? Like, who wins this game?
The person who gets 40 love wins.
Love?
Yeah, it means something.
Well, I'm sure it means something.
No, I think love means nothing.
Oh, okay.
Love means zero.
Oh, just like real life.
Yes.
Wow. So,
exactly.
So prominent.
It means
so,
nothing.
You get nothing.
That's what my last three ex-wives told me.
Yeah, 1P wins.
Hey, you won.
And look at that. We have $547.
That's so much more money than we made in all the other games we played.
Oh, I thought it was $547. I thought we made
more. $547,000.
No, generally, they don't have U.S. American dollars to the third decimal point.
Huh. Well, you know what they say about money to the decimal point.
We get to spend it?
Next time on Super Blast Processing, we're going to Maui. Woo!
Where's Maui? Maui,
you don't know.
Maui,
you don't know?
Seattle.
You don't know where Maui is. You don't
Brock
know where Maui
doesn't
is.
Know where Maui is. You piece of shit. How do you not know where Maui
God,
is?
What a piece of shit.